I've got a full great hour of programming coming up in this hour. The end of the hour, of course, we get our Friday financial update with Brian Cochran. It was great spending a full hour with him last Friday, but he's going to kind of take a look back at the summer months financially and what we're getting from that and what we can maybe apply looking forward. We'll also hear from Heritage Foundation. Genevieve Wood is going to join us. You may have heard in one of the hearings yesterday, a senator basically saying that the rights that Jefferson mentioned in the Declaration of Independence, the God-given rights that we have, they're not given by our Creator, but by the government. And what Senator Ted Cruz had in retort to that, we'll get to that. And also Focus on the Family joins us to talk about an article found in Daily Citizen. After the great big beautiful bill passed and we see all kinds of things happening, including a reduction in federal funding for Planned Parenthood, there are those that are opposing that. We'll talk about the article found at Citizen Link and actually visit with the author of that article. As I mentioned, Focus on the Family. Remember, today is the release of the free documentary. It's a 90-minute documentary hosted by John Stonestreet of the Colson Center and Oz Guinness. The project was put together by Focus on the Family and the Colson Center. It's called Truth Rising. Now, we've had the trailer on our homepage at KLYT for some time now, and we spent time visiting. You can find it in the ABQ Connect .online archives. Spent half an hour talking with Jim Daly from Focus on the Family. We visited with Jack Phillips. Jack is the baker from the Denver area who stood his ground when he was asked to do something that would be contrary to his faith. He's featured in the documentary. And actually, next week, it looks like we're going to catch up with Zach Dillon, the CEO of the Babylon Bee, and his part in Truth Rising. So if you want to find out more, go to truthrising.com. It's there. You can actually view the documentary in, complete, 90-minute, hosted again by John Stonestreet of the Colson Center and Oz Guinness. And then in the coming weeks, this fall, they'll release a 4-week study guide to go along with that. And we'll keep you posted on that because kind of looking forward to making sure if you want to do that, that you have a place to plug in and do that. You can start one yourself. But go to the website at truthrising.com to find out more. All right, ladies, next Tuesday, September 9th, and it'll be for the next several Tuesdays through October 7th, the Sheology study is back underway, Moral of the Story. And, of course, it'll be at the Calvary Church campus and elsewhere. We're going to let you know about that. But 4001 Osuna Road Northeast. And whether you attend Calvary or some other church or no church, this is open to the ladies of the community. You are welcome to attend. And if you're listening at 88.1 FM in Las Cruces, 90.7 FM Cannon Air Force Base near Clovis, or 93.5 FM in Portales, we have a way for you to participate in this study as well. So keep it here for details and go to sheology.com to find out more. But we thought, we'd go real close to the source here. Chloe is here from Sheology. She's the Bible study coordinator. Chloe, welcome back into ABQ Connect.
Yes, thank you so much for having me. I'm excited to be here.
Big launch next Tuesday.
Oh, yeah.
When you get a new study coming up, what do you most look forward to?
The community of the ladies.
Yeah.
I really miss it. And so being able to have all the ladies back, it's just like a big, fun lady gathering, get to hang out, catch up on life, do demos and tutorials.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I'm imagining new faces probably every time.
Oh, yeah.
Right? And get to reconnect with ladies you may not have seen in a few weeks, especially during the summer break.
Right.
But let's talk about moral of the story. What are the ladies, the study in general, let's talk about that. And then we'll talk about how they can connect with it.
Yeah, absolutely. So moral of the story is going to be the parables that Jesus told. So Lenya is going to be kicking us off on that. And basically, yeah, we're just going to be touching each week on a different parable. It's going to be a 6-week study, and it'll be starting at 5:30 for demos and tutorials in SOPO. Then the teaching worship begins at 6:30, following the teaching right after. So,
all right,
it's going to be a lot of fun.
So tutorials and demos, yeah. For those who haven't been here to see that, kind of give them a taste of that. Maybe one of your best memories from tutorials or demos.
Oh, yes. So demos and tutorials basically happens in SOPO at 5:30. What it is a time of just fellowship. Ladies get to hang out, do hands-on experience and crafting.
Yeah.
Week one's going to be seedling planting. So ladies will get an opportunity to learn how to, you know, grow a plant, take care of it, nurture it. But yeah, so one of my past experiences and favorites, and I know it's one of Madison's as well, was the sourdough starter. That was a huge thing. And, you know, sourdough is coming back, right? It's always a thing. So that was a really fun one to be a part of.
All right. How's your starter?
It did die. I am not a sourdough starter.
But you know how to do it now.
Yes, you know, I do. How to make it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know how to get your own starter and you know, try it again.
You got to baby it. I just didn't have the time to baby it.
You try to keep your electronic thing alive.
Going.
Yeah. Do you remember that?
No.
It's probably predates you. Yeah, I bet our engineer Brianna knows what I'm talking about. But yeah, anyway, you can try another starter, see if you can keep it alive.
Yes.
Maybe I'll quiz you next time. How's your starter?
How's it going?
Yeah, I love sourdough. It just doesn't love me.
Sourdough is good. It's fun. There's so many different ways to that people do it. But
now, if the ladies go to the website at sheology.com, and let me reiterate, this is going to be at the Calvary campuses and online. Mm-hmm. But if if you're attending another church, if you're attending no church, this is for ladies.
Mm-hmm.
You're all invited.
Yes.
Since I brought that up, some ladies may be considering bringing their daughters. Is there an age that you try to keep it at?
So typically anywhere from, you know, newborn 6 weeks to about fifth grade, we do have Calvary Sheology kids. Sorry.
Yeah.
We have Sheology kids. And then anyone above that is able to sit in and attend with the mom or guardian. And we do have a space for nursing mothers. So we do have a reserved seating spot. So for moms can come in, you know. Have the babies with them.
Okay.
Yes.
And you brought up Sheology kids. I dug into this before we went on the air. For this study, it's you need to pre-register the kids, and it's already full. It fills fast.
It does.
And the spot that we were airing mentions, you know, that you need to go on to register. The good news is if you were like, oh, man, I was going to bring the kids. Well, there's a waiting list.
There is.
So get on the waiting list. Would you do that online just by clicking on?
So the wait list, they will have to come in person. So every night of Bible study, you go into the Calvary Kids building. There's a wait list. So at 6:30, our servant's going to go down that wait list and let you know, hey, we do have room for your kiddo. We also are going to have the teaching outside on the big giant screen right where the baptismal pool is. So moms,
weather permitting,
right? You can come and have a picnic, bring your kiddos, enjoy it outside as well.
Listen, as we walk through this too, if you have any questions, can I give your email?
Yes, absolutely.
It's chloe.valdez@calvaryabq.org. So if you have kiddos, you didn't get them registered for the Sheology kids, get someone to watch them, so you can come to study. And when you come to study, sign up to be on the waiting list.
Yeah.
And then, you know, remember the next time we start talking about the next study, get in there early.
Yes.
It does fill pretty quick. Any other teachers this session other than, Lenya? Lenya does obviously a fantastic job. But from time to time, there's other ladies.
There is. So Janae Heitzik will also be teaching a few weeks. And then closing out the series will be Larissa Lesko.
Oh, nice.
Yes.
All right. Very familiar names to this audience, I'm sure. Mm-hmm. Now, if you can't make it in person, there's other options, including really setting up your own online watch party.
Yes.
How would ladies go about that?
Yes. So online. So we love our online community. We want to continue to allow them have a place to be and to just gather. So basically, we do have a live stream of the teaching. So every night at 6:30, we have live stream. Ladies can just go on.
And that's is that YouTube?
That is YouTube.
Okay.
Yes. So they can go to YouTube. Sheology is our name, and then they can catch the live stream there.
And live stream, does that also stream from sheology.com?
It does.
Okay.
Yes. So they can also go to sheology.com and catch our YouTube from there as well. So
there you go.
Two ways.
Yeah. And it is going to be, I mentioned, at Calvary Osuna campus in Albuquerque. And I don't know if, forgive me, cause I don't attend usually Sheology. The Santa Fe campus is this the first time in person there, or have you been doing it there?
No. So we're relaunching. So
okay.
Many years ago it was there, but now we are relaunching again. We have some ladies of Santa Fe who've brought it to our attention. Hey, we also want community. We want to meet in person. So they'll be starting a week after, so September 16th, I believe.
Now, do you know if they have Sheology kids?
They do not have Sheology.
Okay. So if you're going to be attending in person in Santa Fe, you're going to have to get someone to watch the kids.
Yes.
But again, I'm sure in Santa Fe, most of the other campuses, there's a place for nursing mothers there.
Yes.
As well. All right. Any more on the event details as far as the comings and goings and what ladies would expect at the next Sheology study? Yes. Starting, by the way, next Tuesday night,
yes.
Moral of the Story, and you'll find the details at sheology.com. Anything we're leaving out, Chloe?
We have, after the teaching, we'll have breakthrough groups. So a time for ladies to dive deeper into the teaching, what was said. And so, yeah, ladies can have, we have 5 breakthrough groups. You can register online. If not, we're still taking, hey, if you decide day of that you want to attend one, absolutely come. I recommend it. It's just a great way to find community, find ladies to do life with, but then also dive deeper into, you know, biblical conversation. Hey, how do we keep one of each other accountable? How can we live out what is being said? So that is super, super cool. So breakthrough group after the teaching, that goes till about 8:30. For moms who are registered with Sheology Kids, we do keep Sheology Kids till 8:30. So, you know, that's still there.
And then the other thing, you know, we mentioned, you know, and all the ladies are welcome. How often do you see the ladies show up and maybe bring someone with them that's new to Sheology?
You know, recently it's been a lot of ladies bringing friends and just coming. And so I'm expectant for this Bible study. So don't come alone. If you are coming alone, you'll find community right away. So don't let that scare you away. But bring a new face, bring someone who wants to do life with. It's all ages. So we have teenagers to young adults to, you know, moms to older ladies. I mean, you can find your age at this woman's event.
Now, after the crafts and the demos and the things in Solomon's Porch starting, you know, the night off early, when the ladies head into worship and the actual message, where are they going to be on the main campus at Calvary Church Albuquerque?
Yes, so they will be in the hub.
There
so we'll have our teaching in the hub. That's where you can find us. We'll kick it off with worship, teaching, and then breakthrough groups. Breakthrough groups will also be in the hub immediately after. So we have a campus map. There's a giant clipboard for ladies coming onto campus. Be sure to look at that. That'll tell you where everything, all the locations where everything's happening.
Yeah, and if you show up, listen, the lady is going to make you welcome, and they're going to make sure you know where you need to be. And if you have any more questions, ladies, email chloe.valdez@calvaryabq.org. Very good. Chloe, thanks so much.
Hey, thank you so much, Steve.
We'll have to do this again in the next study.
Yes.
I'll ask you about your starter.
I'll get to it right now.
All right. All right. Stay with us. We'll catch up with Focus on the Family and a look at an article found at Daily Citizen in regards to the Great Big Beautiful Bill and the defunding of Planned Parenthood. I think they dropped the amount they're sending from the federal government, but there are those that oppose that. And we'll take a little deep, dive into the article we found at Daily Citizen coming up right after the break on ABQ Connect.